And there is the full-time whistle. 2:17 to 6:16 is the final score. The goals doing the damage for Donegal as they return to the Ulster final after a year's absence. And just recapping on the game, Donegal were slow out of the blocks in the opening half, and it was all about Cavan in the first half of the game as they raced out to a 1-5 to 1-point lead with 12 minutes on the clock. Aisling Sheridan getting the opening goal of the game, but it took Donegal a while to settle down, and then the goals started to come. Eve Higgerty got the opening one on 14 minutes. Karen Guthrie bagged the second on 21 as Donegal sat on 2 goals and 3 points to Cavan's 1-5, and that was the first time that Donegal led in the game. But Geraldine McLaughlin scored Donegal's last 4 scores off the half. One of those was a goal, the other 3 were points, and Donegal went in at the break leading by 4 points, by 15 points to 11. Really, after that, it seemed there was only going to be one winner. Donegal continued on the hunt for more goals in the tie, and they got them coming in the second half from captain Niamh McLaughlin. We also had Katie Hearn scoring a thunderous effort under the back of the nets, and goal number 6 came from Geraldine McLaughlin as she finished the game with a 2-10. Really, a good performance in the second half from Donegal. They were a bit out of the blocks, slow out of the blocks in the first half, but they showed their class up top with lethal play and lethal finishes as well, and comfortably coming through to win at 6-16 to 2-17. Morning.
Yeah, listen, probably Oisín, you know, big scoreline there, a big difference in scores at the end, but you know, I suppose watching the game up here, it wasn't really that way reflected. You know, Cavan were relatively good and a lot of patches throughout the game. I was very impressed by a lot of their players, and you know, I know they're Division 2 football, and probably that's the difference between the teams out there, you know, as well, playing Division 2 football for the last number of years. They haven't been out of Division 2 since 2016. They got beat by the All-Ireland Intermediate Winners Meath in the semi-finals last week. You know, that was a massive challenge for Cavan out there today, coming up against Donegal, who've been playing the top teams in the country over the last number of weeks, you know, and that really makes the difference. It just showed that they had a second, maybe third gear in them there. Yeah, relatively slow at the start, Oisín, you know, but that's something they're definitely going to have to work on, because the bigger teams is going to punish them later on in the championship.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the Ulster Championship means so much to them, and no matter what sort of performance or what sort of result you get in the scoreboard, the main target today was to get back to the Ulster final. They haven't been there since 2019, and that's where they want to be. They want another crack at getting this title, Maureen.
Very true, very true. You know, they missed out last year, and that's what they'll say. They want to get back there. They want to get back to winning the title and getting it back under their belt again. And they're working their way towards that there now, Oisín. Definitely out there, when you look at different parts of the game out there today, they played absolutely amazing football, like, and just shows how much of a force they reckon with they are up front when they get the ball and when they play good passages of play. But like, you know, they'll come in from that there now, and they'll have to sit down, they'll have to do a lot of homework, like what went wrong, why did they not get out of the blocks sooner. You know, I would have expected them to come away, and they did come away handy winners, but they made it hard work for themselves in the first half, you know, so yeah. A lot of homework to be done.
Who stood out for you today from a Donegal point of view?
Come here, listen.
Obviously, Geraldine, when you finish a game with 2-10.
You know, when you always look to the forwards and their game, and they're always probably the players of the match, you know, because of their tallies and stuff. But of course, like Geraldine again today, brilliant. She's Niamh McLaughlin, another super performance. He couldn't miss out on Katie Ahern too. She's consistent throughout the whole time. And Roisin Rogers, as I mentioned to you earlier, like, you know, I felt like she was on the end of everything that Donegal worked towards today. Like, she was turning over balls in defence. She was blocking balls, you know, at very crucial times that maybe could have been very scorable opportunities for Cavan. So Roisin Rogers, brilliant stuff. But she has been relatively and consistently good throughout the league as well. So, you know, it'll be great. It's great to see some fresh legs coming on there today as well, and some of the subs getting a chance there at the end. You know, we didn't think that would happen either.
Okay, Maureen O'Donnell, many thanks for CoCom today. Expert analysis, as always, from Maureen. It's done and dusted here at Breffni Park. Donegal are returning to an Ulster Senior Ladies Championship final. They had a convincing one today against Cavan, banging in 6 goals. They won it 6-16 to Cavan's 2-17. Donegal are back in the final. That final is going to be held on Friday, the 6th of August. Between that, of course, they do have an All-Ireland Championship to contend with as well, with games to come at home against Galway and away to Kerry. But Donegal certainly in championship mode after this emphatic one here at Breffni Park in Cavan. Ourselves, along with the Donegal players and the small number of Donegal supporters, will be heading back down the road happy.